Remain standing, grab your Bible there, Psalm 107. Psalm 107, we'll jump right into this, get us started in it. It may take us a few weeks to get this psalm declared. It has grown in my heart. It's one of my favorite psalms, and you'll understand that. I think we may read it all tonight, and then I'll give you the introduction and the first point if we can get that far. Amen. You'll love it as much as I do, for it's all over. All right, Psalm 107. Ain't all the Word of God wonderful? Amen. It's all good. And let's begin reading in verse number 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. That phrase, that verse, it's just all through the Psalms. There must be something, amen, about that the Lord wants us to get a hold of. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of all their distresses. And He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. And I like that exclamation point that is found there on the end of that. And David is saying, get excited about it. Put some passion into it. Amen. Be as passionate about doing it as I am about you doing it. And praise the Lord. He said in verse number 9, for He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. I'll tell you what, let's do it this way tonight. Look in verse number 13. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. Verse 15, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 19, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. Verse 21, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Look with me in verse number 28, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He bringeth them out of their distresses. Verse 31, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Are you seeing the theme here tonight? Over and over and over, there are situations, and we'll point this out in a minute, situations that arise. God's people cry to the Lord. God shows up and intervenes. He delivers them, saves them, and does something for them. And then David uses that and says, now, here's what you ought to do with that, is you ought to give the Lord praise because He's been good to you and acknowledge the wonderful works that He has done. And so he said, verse 32, let them exalt Him also in the congregation of the people, and praise Him in the assembly of the elders. And then he goes down, notice what he said in verse number 43, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. And I think that's the whole point of this psalm. David said, I want you to know and understand how much God loves you, but you can't know that if you don't observe these things and get a hold of these things and praise God for these things. You'll never know how much God really loves you. And so we want to preach this psalm tonight, and I'll give you my thought in a moment. All right, be seated. Psalm 107 is another likely authored by the man David, the man of God David, the same one that has authored 105 and 106. Now we believe likely has authored Psalm 107. This psalm is often connected closely to 105 and 106, And when you study it as a trilogy of Israel's recorded history, each of these Psalms in their writing and their preservation in our King James Bible, we understand they form a record and rehearsal of things that Israel has gone through, things God has brought them through. And I want to say tonight, we ought to be students of history. You say, I don't like history. Well, you need to know some history, amen, of our Bible and of God's people and even of our own nation. And there are people trying to rewrite history and reframe history in this hour. And that is, you are seeing the detriment that brings to a nation. And in the Word of God, those children of Israel, they were acquainted with their history, and they rehearsed it and recorded it and often reflected it and revealed it and gave it to the generations that were to come. And so this psalm has that same vein within it. In this particular psalm, David is rehearsing several situations that each involve three things. All these situations he's going to rehearse involve these three things. Number one, you'll see a crisis of God's people. And so he's going to lay hold on times and situations of crisis when things were going bad, where things were out of their control, when things, my friend, there was no way around, no way through, no way under, no way over some sort of trouble that had come into their life. And so he's going to recall a crisis that leads to a call of God's people. In every one of these situations, they reach a point they're at wit's end. But Jack, because they can't get through it, they can't see a way around it, they find themselves with only the Lord to call upon. Can I say that's a good place for you to get? Amen. Because not only is there a crisis and a call, but in each of these situations, David said there was a consolation of God's people. For it was there when they called upon God, God saved them, God delivered them, God brought them through the situation that they are in. And may I say tonight, when we look back at our own history, amen, of our own individual lives, the history of Calvary Baptist Tabernacle, amen, it reminds us that there have been seasons of our life that involved crisis, amen, times we couldn't have got ourselves through. We found ourselves on our knees calling out to God only to find that God was faithful once again. And we found that consolation that God brought us through and that God, my friend, has led us safe thus far. And so in each of these situations is accompanied to you and I a command of God's people. And so what is the command? The command is simply this: all that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. And so the command is that we would praise. The word praise is used five times in this psalm. It's used in verse 8, verse 15, verse 21, and verse 31. Is that reiteration? All that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. He uses it a fifth time in verse 32. Amen. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. It's believed that Psalm 107 would be sung by the Jews in that at time of coming to Jerusalem for those holy days and for the Passover, that they would sing this psalm in their pilgrimage to get there. And the reason they would sing it, Brother Gerald, is that it was a reminder that we're not going to Jerusalem to pout, and we're not going to Jerusalem to suck our thumb, and we're not going to the temple to worship God and tell everybody about how bad we have it and how high the stack of bills is in the house, amen, and how bad our health is. We're not going there, amen, to have a pity party for ourselves. Amen. We're going there to praise the Lord Amen. And in their pilgrimage, they would sing this psalm so that when they got to church, if you will, amen, the priest and the prophet and the preacher, amen, didn't have to pump them up and prime them up and prop them up. They were there ready, amen, to praise God for all the things that He had done for them. Amen. Praise, this matter of praise, it is the act of acknowledging what is good and what is right about God in the ways that He works in our lives. Amen. Praise, praise tonight. Amen. When we hear the word praise, amen, it requires us to ponder about God. If we're going to praise tonight, we must acknowledge Him in our life. Amen. What is good about Him, what is right about Him, and all the ways and the wonders and the marvels that He has done in our life, treating us so good. This word praise, you've heard me preach this before, but this word praise portrays one intentionally casting something in the direction of another. Now, we're not talking about throwing ball with your boy in the yard. Amen. We're talking about praise. Amen. Throwing forth heavenward. Throwing my friend Godward. Amen. Those words of audible praise, gratitude, thanksgiving. Amen. Is associated throughout this psalm with our praise. And so we're to be intense about it. We're to be purposeful about it. We, amen, are to be excited about it. Thus the exclamation point in each of these four verses reiterated about that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works of children of men. Exclamation point. Don't be casual about this. Amen. This is more than religion. This, amen, is our relationship with God. Amen. That we're to be excited about that. And in doing so, amen, we are to intentionally, amen, give the Lord the praise that He deserves. And to get us to our thought tonight, I want to emphasize one word in these verses. He said, all that men would praise the Lord. All that men would praise the Lord. The word would, amen, and if you got a stuttering problem, you'll never get that out. The word would, amen, in regard to men praising the Lord, listen now, it reveals that this is a matter of voluntary action in man's will.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I can tell y'all are real excited about this tonight. It reveals, amen, that to praise the Lord, it reveals a matter of voluntary action of your will expressing praise to God.
Amen.
Amen. I thought about that, and here's what I wrote down. But Joe, it is to be given. And it is to be given, and though willingly received by God, it is never taken. I need to say that again. That's deeper than I normally preach. Amen. It is to be given, and though it is willingly received by God, it is never taken by God. God, what I mean by that, but Tim, God don't force you to praise Him. Amen. God don't force you. He's not going to take what He expects you to give. He receives it. Amen. He receives it as it is given. It is our gift. It is a gift of our will, of our heart, a gift of, amen, from our life and our lips that, amen, we're overwhelmed by how good that God has been. We're overwhelmed in the relationship that God would have to somebody like us, and that we would willingly and voluntarily, amen, extend to God and throw God's direction and give to Him that which He rightly deserves. Amen. He ain't going to force you to do it, but if you're going to do it, amen, you are going to have to will yourself to do it. Somebody said, well, I don't feel like it. It's not a matter about feeling it. It's a matter of willing it. Amen. Sometimes you got to force yourself to do it. Say, you don't know what I've done. You don't know where I'm at, what I'm going through. And the situations, that's the whole point of the psalm. Hey man, the whole point of the psalm is, yes, we all face despair. Yes, we all get in wits end. We all wonder, how in the world am I going to make it through? And it's God that has been faithful. And it's God that will remain faithful. Hey man, and in light of all that He has done, is doing it, and that we by faith know not only that He can, but that He will do. Amen. There are times I must learn, amen, to will myself to praise God. Amen. There's a lot of times, amen, I just got to praise Him because I know He deserves it, and I know that He, amen, has inspired that in His Word. Amen. And then I must be willing to, amen, involve myself in praising the Lord. Amen. It's not a matter of personality. It's a matter of your perception of who God is. And you saying, I will. Oh, that men would. Amen. David is calling to the congregation. David, amen, is calling to the pilgrims. He's calling to the sojourners that, amen, they would realize where they are headed, the holy city of God, that they're soon to be in the presence of the Lord. But that they would praise the Lord every step along their journey. Amen. Oh, David is saying, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Amen. I can hear Daddy. Amen. As this is being sung, maybe in one caravan, that, amen, they said, Daddy said, I will. Amen. I can see in my mind and hearing as they're traveling and sojourning that, amen, they're headed to that place and they're singing Psalm 107. Amen. And there's a mama, my friend, in a tent somewhere. Amen. That looks at her little babies and say, amen, I will. Amen. I can see some young folk and teenagers that, amen, are in this journey with their families and their grandparents and parents and aunts and uncles and cousins and around. And they're singing this song and they come to verse 8 and to verse number 15 and down through there and said, and one by one, oh, that men would praise of the Lord. And there'd be some young folks say, Mom and Daddy, I will. Amen. Amen. You say nobody's ever going to accidentally praise the Lord. Nobody does this by accident. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. It is something that must be purposefully and voluntarily extended and given to the Lord. It flows, and I'll give you my thought, and we'll, amen, we'll preach a minute and we'll get you out of here, but it's a matter of praise. It flows. You can't miss this now. Amen. If men would praise the Lord, you've got to understand praise flows from love for God and a love to give God praise. You've got to love Him, and you've got to learn to love to give Him what He deserves.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When I began to study this psalm, I preached from it. In fact, I was shocked when I began to look through some of my Bibles and laying them out and studying. I was shocked in one of my old preaching Bibles, my first preaching Bible. I was amazed, Brother Joe, how many messages I had preached out of this psalm. And yet I could have ripped one of them out and preached, y'all to never know. But I said, Lord, I want something fresh to give to God's people. And so I just sat down and Brother Jonah blocked all them old messages out, and I just began to read, and I come to them verses again, oh, that men would praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I wish He's here tonight. I'm sure maybe they're watching. And if not, they'll be here in the coming weeks when we finish this up. But when I read that, Brother Jeremy, my mind went to our dear brother Larry Jenkins. When I stand, whether it's out here or back in the prayer room, I say, does anybody have a word of testimony? Now, how many of y'all know what I'm getting ready to say? What does Brother Larry do? He'll raise his hand And tears start coming down off his cheeks. And he makes his statement every time, Brother Jack, I would love to praise the Lord. I would love to praise the Lord. Amen. When I, and you say, well, you're lifting him up. I'm not lifting him up. I'm just telling you that that's what the Spirit of the Lord brought back to my mind, that this psalm is about. Amen. A psalmist in his trade. Amen. To get others that claim to love the Lord to fall in love. Amen. When praising the Lord, we ought to love him. Amen. And once we fall in love with him, we ought to fall in love with the idea and the action and the discipline that, and the spiritual act, amen, of giving God praise. Amen. When Brother Larry said, I would love to praise the Lord. Amen. He's not bragging on himself. Amen. What he's saying is there's something in my heart. Amen. The God that I love, amen, to praise him and to bless him for what he's doing. Do you love God tonight? Do you love the Lord tonight? Have you learned what it is to love to give him praise? Amen. I believe tonight that's something we ought to love to do. Amen. We love everything else. Amen. We love ourselves. Amen. We love to feed us and clothe us and entertain us. Amen. We love time with family. We love time with friends. Amen. We love so many things, but amen. Would to God we would fall in love with him, and in doing so we'd fall in love with giving him praise. Amen. So I want to live, amen. I want to lift this statement of our dear brethren that I believe is in line with the spirit of Psalm 107. I want to preach it. I want to preach it around the thought, I would love to praise the Lord. I think that's what David's saying. I would love to praise the Lord, and I would love to see others love to praise him too. I would love to praise the Lord. Now in this psalm, I'm still in introduction, and maybe we'll have to leave off. I don't know how much this would get to, but amen, as we consider this tonight, amen, there's only one prerequisite I can find in Psalm 107, amen, only one prerequisite can be uncovered in this psalm for those who would praise him. Look with me here in the opening of this psalm. As the psalmist said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered them up out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Here's the only prerequisite, and David mentions it in the opening three verses. Amen. The only prerequisite is you got to be redeemed.
Amen.
Amen. David said, if you have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, if you have been redeemed and gathered of that crowd that is called the family of God, amen, those that God has purchased unto himself, amen, those that have been gathered out of every land, amen, then my friend, if you have been redeemed, amen, you meet the requirement of those that, amen, of those that, amen, are involved in this thing of giving God praise. I wrote it down this way, if anyone could, if anyone should, and most of all, if anyone would praise the Lord, it is the redeemed.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. If anyone could, if anyone should, and if anyone most of all would, it ought to be you that are saved.
Amen.
Ought to be you teenagers. You say you're saved. When's the last time you thanked him?
Amen.
Well, I was too scared. Get over it. Will yourself to learn to love to praise the Lord. Those of us mamas and daddies said, and have been redeemed, listen, we could praise the Lord, and we, amen, we should, but Amen. I would love to praise the Lord tonight. Amen. To bless Him and to thank Him because, amen, redemption's where it all began. Amen. The fact that He saved us, you say, I don't know anything about praising the Lord. Amen. My world, my life is in such dire situation that I don't even know if I can praise the Lord. David said, amen, if you've been redeemed, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let them stand and thank the Lord for His goodness and His mercy that endures forever. And it was bestowed upon you individually and personally one day. And the fact that you're redeemed tonight means you ought to give God praise. I love to praise Him tonight. You say, why you love to praise the Lord? Because I know what I was before I met the Lord. I know what He made me the day that I got saved and redeemed, and I know the work He's done in my life in that redemption tonight. Amen. I love to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praising Him in the sanctuary, I love it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Riding down the road all by myself, headed to a job or headed to the store or, amen, headed to make a visit. Amen, I just love right down the Lord. Say, Lord, I love You, and I just want to praise You and cut in. Thank You, Lord, for saving me.
Amen.
Thank You, Lord, for being so good to me.
Yes.
Lord, I sure am glad Your mercy follows me all the days of my life.
Amen.
Lord, I sure am glad You've satisfied me along this way. Lord, I just want to praise You for the family and the friends You've given me to enjoy this life with. Lord, You give me a good family and some good friends. And Lord, I just want to thank You for answered prayer. Lord, I want to really thank You and praise You. You give me that King James Bible. Lord, to read and to study and to put in my heart. Lord, I just want to praise You. Lord, I'd love to praise You right now for letting me talk to You and pray. And Lord, I'd just love to praise You all them prayers You've answered all through these days. Lord, I want to praise You. I just love to praise You. I got strength and health. And Lord, I got a sound mind. Lord, I just love to praise You a little while for that.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, just want to praise You. I ain't gone hungry.
Amen.
Lord, I'd love to praise You for the very clothes I'm wearing. Lord, they may not be new, but I know You gave them to
Amen.
Me. They'd have worn out a long time ago had You not blessed me. Amen. Along this. And so, Lord, I'd just love to praise You. Lord, I'd love to praise You for the peace You've got down on the inside of my soul right now. And joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. And Lord, I want to praise You. I'd love to praise You, Lord. Every day ain't been easy yet. Lord, there's been days I've been burdened in days. I've been depressed in days. I thought I was losing my mind. But Lord, I'd love to praise You that, and Lord, even in them days, I look back and I see that You are working in my life and You've held me up and You've sustained me. Lord, I would love to praise You right now. Lord, I'm thinking about situations my family's been through and we're still together. Amen. We still love each other and we ain't choked each other out in the flesh. Amen. Lord, You've helped us and I just love to praise You for being so good to my family.
Amen.
I'll ride down the road some days just loving, praising the Lord, Brother Jay.
Yeah.
There's some times, amen, I need to get up there more often than I can. I'll go get up there on the old rock altar the Lord let me build and get up there and just start praying. Just say, Lord, I'd love to praise You. Right here where the birds is a-chirping and the dogs is barking down in the valley and the tractors are running. And Lord, just observing all of this that You have given us to enjoy in this part of the country. Lord, I'd love to praise You right now. Amen, that You walk with me and that You're real in my heart and that You have let me know who You are. Lord, I'd love to praise You. I know where You're headed with this. And Lord, I believe You're coming back. I'd just love to praise You over the blessed hope that I have.
Amen.
But I'm saying you, amen, the flesh wants to look around this way, amen, and that'll discourage you.
Right.
If we get the place, we take up David's challenge. Oh, that men would praise the Lord and fall in love with praising the Lord. It is amazing. I don't know what all it does on the other end where God is concerned, but I know what it does in me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know when I'm more out of my mind than ever is when I ain't praising God. Right. Amen. I thought about preaching this psalm. Amen. And I don't even think, I'll mention all six that I'm going to preach, but I'm not going to preach any of them. But I almost preached Psalm 107 on praise your way out.
Amen.
It's amazing how many times that phrase delivereth them out, saveth them out, saved them out, brought them out, and how that phrase is connected to all them times David said, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Sometimes you got to praise your way out of despair. I know that's easier said and preached than it is done. Sometimes you just got to make up your mind. I'm going to look heavenward. I may not feel much, but I do know God has done some things for me. I don't know what He's doing now. I don't know if it'll ever get any better, but I can look back at things He's done. And I can praise my way out of where I am right now.
Amen.
I ain't talking about this Joe Osteen junk. I'm talking about scriptural praise, willing yourself, forcing yourself to get your eyes on the goodness of God in your life and loving God and loving to praise His wonderful name. I would love to praise the Lord. Would you love to praise Him? Do you know what that experience is like? When you get overwhelmed with His goodness and His mercy, and amen, the old timers used to call it the can't help it. Amen. I've seen some crazy stuff. Brother Joe, he's been around a lot longer than I have. He's seen some crazy stuff. I ain't saying God was in it. A lot of it's foolishness. I ain't even talking about that. Amen. Running around the building with KFC buckets on your head, running laps around church. I ain't talking about that foolishness. Amen. Piggyback rides and flag waving, all that. You can have all that stuff. Amen. I've been places that all that stuff's going on. Amen. I'm sitting there grieved in my heart over some of the stuff happening. I ain't talking about being silly. I'm talking about something on the inside of your heart. God has been way too good to me. God has given me way too much mercy. He saved my hell-deserving soul. In light of all He's done, I would love to praise Him.
Amen.
In Psalm 107, the redeemed have six matters give to them. Can I give them to you? I'll just mention them. I'm not going to preach them. I'll just mention them. I got to get you out of here. My voice is done. All right? Let me say number one. You'll find in this psalm, David is saying, I'd love to praise the Lord for His leading. Ain't you glad He leads us? That's verses 4-9. I wanted to preach that so bad tonight. Amen. David said, I'd love to praise the Lord for His liberation. David said, there's a time, there were times we're sitting in darkness. You ever felt like you was there? In darkness, enslaved. The Bible said, David said, we can praise the Lord because in those times, God's people have been in darkness. They cried to the Lord and He'd come to where they were. He'd bust down the doors of despair. He'd break through the prison of darkness and liberate His own. I'm glad we can praise Him. I'd love to praise Him for His liberation. Amen. Verse 17 through 22. Amen. Brother Mike, you'll like this one. David said, I would love to praise the Lord for His logos. Now that's a Greek word meaning word. His word. You say, why'd you use Greek? Because I couldn't find an English word that started with an L that fit in my outline. Amen. So I just reached in the Greek and got the word logos. His word. His inspired word given to mankind. Amen. David said, there's a time we was in affliction. Amen. We was at the very gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. Verse 19, He saveth them. Watch it. Verse 20, He sent His word. He sent His word. What did His word do? He said it healed them and it delivered them from their destruction. David said, I'd love to praise the Lord for his Logos, the word that he sent to us in our time of affliction. How many times God give you a word when you was in despair? Have you praised him for it? Preacher, I did, but man, now I just feel more afflicted than I've ever been. Well, just remember what he brought you through and praise him, love him, and love to praise him one more time for all that he's done, his Logos. Amen. Verse 23 through 32, I'd love to praise the Lord for his lifting. He likens God's people to being on the sea and in the deep and on a ship sailing across stormy, troubled waters. Amen. About the time they thought they was going to go down, amen, God kept their little boat afloat. Amen. Brought them through the storm, calmed the sea, made the troubled waters slick. And God, they could look back and see God lifted them all the way through that storm. Ain't you glad God's brought you through some storms? I'd love to praise the Lord about his lifting through the storms tonight. Amen. In verses 33 through 42, amen, David said, I'd love to praise the Lord for his lordship. He talks about in them verses, we didn't read them tonight, but he talks about, Brother Maurice, he can take a fertile land and make it barren, and take a barren land and make it fertile. Yes, sir. How can he do that? Because he's the Lord. He can take princes, knock the crown off their head, and make them paupers. Then he can reach down the poor side of town, raise them up, set them, amen, to be princes on the throne. How can he do that? Because he's Lord. He's sovereign. He has lordship. David said, I've learned his ways are best. He can do what he wants, when he wants, where he wants. And ain't nobody going to resist what he has to do. Amen. I'd love to praise the Lord for his lordship. Then I look over this whole psalm all the times that David emphasizes in those situations that the people cried. They cried, they cried, they cried, they cried. Amen. Over and over. I thought about this, and in connection of that, the Bible said that they cried unto the Lord, illustrated in verse 6, in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. I wrote it down this way, Sissy. I'd love to praise the Lord for his listening. Every time they cried, Brother Tim, God must have been listening, because every time he turns to do something in their life. How many times has God listened to you? Amen. Our belly aching, our whining, our just pity parties. We say, Lord, we sure do need you to help us. And God said, oh, I heard that. And God have mercy on our life, and mercy on our home, and mercy on our church, and mercy on our soul. And God show up and bring us through. I'm going to tell you, somebody better love God and love to praise God tonight for his listening. Yes, amen. What is the whole point to this psalm? I believe it's verse 43. David said, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Do you want to understand the loving kindness of the Lord? Man, we're such a generic religion in our day. Well, I know the Lord loves me. Do you really? That's more than just a statement. That's more than just a feel good. Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus was that they could comprehend and understand what is the height and depth and breadth and width of the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. You know what David is saying? If you will observe God's leading, his liberation, his lifting, amen, on and on these things we give you tonight, amen, if you'll observe those things in your life, love him for it and love to praise him, he said the transaction that happens in your life then becomes, you begin to understand and comprehend the loving kindness of the Lord in your life. Why does he do all of those things anyway? Say, oh, because I'm such a great Christian. Because I do and I don't do. No, that ain't why he does anything in your life. He does what he does in your life because he loves you. When you realize you ain't earned any of what we've gone through that song tonight, when you realize you don't deserve anything, you didn't reserve the prerequisite. He fulfilled the prerequisite in your life by redeeming you.
That's right.
Amen. So from beginning to end, it is all about comprehending the loving kindness of God. Amen. After how much he loves you, how could you not love to praise the Lord?
Right.
Amen. And yet, I'm not getting on you, scolding you. I'm not doing that. Just take it as a little challenge tonight. Week after week after week after week goes by in churches, including ours across the land, of people that for years never give God any praise.
Amen.
Now I know, listen, and I love it. All right, it don't bother me at all. Everybody don't act like Sissy Ivy. Well, understand that. You ain't got to. You don't have to. She's not the standard. I love the way she is. It blesses my heart. Don't bother me at all. You say, boy, that makes me uncomfortable. Well, that's your problem. Don't you ever stop. She ain't going to stop for you, and she ain't stopping for me. She ain't stopped for nobody all these years. But you ain't got to do it how she does it. But according to that Bible, you should do it the way God puts it in your heart.
Amen.
Why don't we? Why don't y'all? Here, and I'm getting on you youngins hard. I'm praying God send revival to y'all. Amen. You know why you don't? You don't love to praise him. And I'm not scolding you. You got to learn to love to praise him. You got to forget about what all these people think. And Isaac, you got to forget about what everybody's going to say about you. Say, you know what? He did save me.
Amen.
You know what? He is working in my life.
Amen.
Pastor, I'd love to praise the Lord.
Amen.
It'd be good. It'd be good. We all get the place we love to do it so much. Brother Larry'd have to fight to jump in on when he's going to say it. Amen. Somebody help me now.
Amen.
Y'all know I'm telling it right.
Yes.
Amen. We need to love to praise the Lord.